Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The following program is a Great Songs Golden Oldie. Great Songs was the previous name of Singing and Other Sins. On this edition, we'll enjoy French art song known as Mélodie by lesser-known French composers. We'll begin this program of great songs of underappreciated French masters with Maurice Delage. He lived from 1879 to 1961, a follower and student of Ravel. If known at all, it's by his four Hindu poems, written while he was visiting India, integrating some Asiatic influences and using an evocative instrumental accompaniment. We'll hear A Beautiful Woman, A Lonely Fir Tree, The Birth of Buddha, and If You Think of Her.
Thank you.
You're listening to Great Songs, this time focusing on underappreciated or underrepresented French composers of mélodie or art song. We just heard Don Upshaw sing the four Hindu poems of Maurice Delage, written in 1912. Next we move to Jean Francais, born in the same year that Delage wrote the Hindu songs, 1912. Francais died in 1998. He was a pupil of Boulanger and a master craftsman. He wrote five operas and chamber music for voices and various combinations of instruments. He chose archaic poets from the 16th and 18th centuries. We'll hear the eight anecdotes written in 1948, pithy musical epigrams, all eight lasting only 6 minutes.
L'évêque d'Autun. Monseigneur d'Autun était gros, gros, monstrueusement gros. Il avait l'air créé, mis au monde pour faire voir jusqu'où peut aller la peau humaine. Les coups de pied. La 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 la, le régent voulant aller au bal sans y être reconnu. J'en sais un moyen, dit l'abbé Dubois. Et dans le bal, il lui donna des coups de pied. Oh, la 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 la, le régent qui les trouvait trop forts, passant rêveusement la main sur son derrière. L'abbé, dit-il, tu me déguises trop. La 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 la. Le critique. Monsieur d'Auxantype, entendant enchanté le rossignol et animé de la toute-puissance des sots écrivaient à la vilaine bête. On le disait critique. Le cauchemar. La salle était tapissée de niches d'une grandeur plus ou moins considérable. Dans un petit compartiment se courbait un géant. Là, sous une haute arcade, se pavanait. Rarement la niche était faite pour la statue des hommes grands et petits tournaient dans la salle guettant une niche vide pour s'y placer quelle qu'elle soit. Tel est l'édifice métaphysique de la société. Les saints doigts. Madame, fille du roi, jouant avec sa bonne, regarda sa main, en compta les doigts, et surprise, comment, dit l'enfant, vous avez cinq doigts comme moi. Le magistrat suisse, l'esprit des lois de Montesquieu et la pucelle de Voltaire furent interdits en Suisse. Un magistrat de Berne fit rechercher ces deux ouvrages, puis écrivit au Sénat. Nous n'avons trouvé dans le canton ni esprit ni pucelle. De quelques Français drôles et combattants comme des singes, certains Français avec la faconde des perroquets feraient volontiers des ministres. Mais en fait d'inutilité, il ne faut que le nécessaire. Et l'Académie pourvoit déjà. Mais chut, l'étranger nous écoute. Le chanoine récupéro. Le chanoine récupéro confessait une jeune et jolie femme qui s'accusait d'avoir estimé un jeune homme. Estimé, dit le père, estimé combien de fois?
Jean Français was the composer of those 8 anecdotes sung by Jules Bastin with Paul Vendredreche piano. From these concise melodies, now to a more romantic composer, Émile Palladil. I'll spell that one, Palladilhe. He lived from 1844 to 1926 and won the Prix de Rome in 1860. Though he wrote in other forms, he is only remembered for songs. Baladil's most famous is Psyche, or we say Psyche, to Corneille's words. I am jealous, Psyche, of all nature. The rays of the sun kiss you too often, and so on. The song ends, when you sigh, I fear it is not just for me. Telemann recorded that performance of Paladil's Psyche in 1949 with Paul Lenowski, piano. A long-lined song, rather unlike the other melody from unknown French composers featured on this program of great songs. Speaking of unknown, let's move to Henri Sauget, S-A-U-G-E-T. Who lived from 1901 to 1989. Outside of France, his songs remain on the fringe of public awareness. He studied with Quechelin, who we'll hear later, and wrote operas and ballet scores. His best songs exhibit literary sensibility, entering into the poet's world, creating an ambience appropriate to the texts. We'll hear now Baudelaire's words in The Cat, set by Sauget in 1921.
Dans ma cervelle se promène, ainsi qu'en son appartement, un bon chant fort doux. Quand il miaule, on l'entend à peine. Dans son timbre est tendre et discret. Mais que sa voix s'apaise ou gronde, elle est toujours riche et profonde. C'est la son charme et son secret. Cette voix qui perle et qui filtre dans mon fond le plus ténébreux me remplit comme un verre nombreux et me comme un filtre. Elle endort les plus cruels mots et contient toutes les extases pour dire les plus longues phrases. Elle n'a pas besoin de mots. Mon cœur, parfait instrument, efface plus royalement chanter sa plus vibrante corde que ta voix, chat mystérieux, chat séraphique. Chat étrange en qui tout est comme en un ange, aussi subtil qu'harmonieux.
That song, The Cat, by Henri Salguet, was broadcast in 1957 with Paul Derain, tenor, and the composer Salguet himself at the piano. Let's move backward again to Gabriel Pierney, who lived from 1863 to 1937. Pierney was a pupil of César Franck and Massenet, and won the Prix de Rome in 1882. An organist, conductor, and a composer of all genres. From 1921, we'll hear The Little Rich Man.
Plus gros ennui serait de trop trotter.
Listening to great songs, an opportunity to hear French composers of mélodie not all that famous. We just heard Pierre Ney, The Little Rich Man, sung by Suzanne Danko with Roger Boutry. Now to a rare historic recording of the world premiere of a set of songs with the composer at the piano. That composer is Germaine Taillefer. She lived from 1892 to 1983. She was one of those composers of Les Six, which included Poulenc, Honegger, and Millot, and maintained a neoclassical ethic throughout her career. She championed new music and admired Fauré and Ravel, but probably because she was a woman in a man's world, her 12 operas, 4 ballets, film and TV music, and for every other genre, haven't received much attention. We'll hear her 6 French songs of 1929, where she chooses poets from the 15th, 17th, and 18th centuries. The songs project a female independence and score points off men. All 6 songs last just a bit more than 6 minutes. The rare recording I mentioned was made in 1930, just a year after these songs were composed. The singer is Jane Barthori, and the pianist is the composer Germaine Taillefer.
La fidélité, ça ne faisait qu'une imbécilité, précipitée par légèreté, plus d'une beauté. Vive la nouveauté, mais quoi, la probité, virilité, le serment répété, d'inusité, a-t-on jamais compté sur un traité, dicté par la volupté. Je ferai dès que devant. Au qu'une jambe enflammée, disons que j'ai fait un nid. La chose n'est pas ma gré, mon très gratté, le souci. Et mon ami, en dépit de mon mari, qui ne font pas un grand plan, je ferai pique devant. Quand je suis la nuit couchée entre les bras de mon ami, je deviens presque pâmé du plaisir que prend dans lui. Et mon ami, plus tête que mon mari, je ne fais cette 30 ans, nous n'odorions du bon nom. Si je perds ma renommée pour l'amour de mon ami, je ne dois être blâmé au terril et quoi t'es joli. Et mon ami, je n'ai pas jour ni demi, avec ce mari méchant, je ferai pique devant. Près Dieu qui m'y confortera, quand ce faux genou me tiendra, quand sa chambre sera fermée, mon père m'a donné un vieillard qui tout le jour crie.
Premiere recording with the pianist, composer Tyler Fair and Jane Barthori, the soprano. A set of songs simply called Six French Songs, recorded in 1930. The next unknown composer is Le Garnier, who has received more attention recently because he had the good sense to die. It still seems that we don't notice living composers, and Jacques Le Garnier had a long life, born in 1906 and dying in 1997. The neglect is hard to explain in the light of his music's character and vitality. He had a unique color to the songs that he wrote. He was a part-time self-taught composer and a late starter, with a knack for writing difficult piano accompaniments, though he wasn't a pianist himself. We'll hear seven poems of François Maynard, written by the composer Le Garnet in 1948 and dedicated to the baritone Gérard Suzet, who is the singer in this case. The world premiere recordings made in 1950.
Fond d'aimables orages. votre esprit en était consolé.
Jamais plaindre, quoi
que je souffre nuit et jour si bien qu'il ne vous faut point craindre que je parle de mon Ton lit, Margot, a perdu ses clients, et tu n'es plus qu'un misérable reste du premier siècle et des premiers galants. Il est certain que tu vas sur la terre avant que Rome eût détrôné ses rois, et que tes yeux firent naître la guerre qui mit les Grecs dans le cheval de bois. Mort, hardi, et sous qui tout succombe, m'ont envoyé ta carcasse à la tombe, et n'est pour toi qu'un impuissant démon. Fais-tu savoir quel siècle t'a porté, je te l'apprends, ton corps.
Set of seven poems of Maynard, written by Le Garnet for Gérard Souzé, who just sang them with Jacqueline Bonneau, the pianist. The point of this edition of Great Songs is simply that there are many unrecognized composers of song. This time we're hearing the French specialists in mélodie. One name you may know is that of Charles Koechlin. Koechlin. His Jungle Book has gotten some attention. He lived from 1867 to 1970. Koechlin was an influential teacher and developed his own distinctive harmonies, which sound exotic, eccentric, original, modern, and eclectic. His interesting, quirky harmonies create atmosphere. We'll hear Tea, meaning the tea that you drink, from 1890. And you'll notice a little oriental flavor because the teacup is, after all, China. Poetry of Théodore de Bonneville inspired Koechlin to write that melody called Le Thé, or Tea. The soprano was Claudette LeBlanc, with Bois Charron, the pianist. We'll close this great song's golden oldie on Singing and Other Sins with a melody of Charles Bord, who lived from 1863 to 1909. We'll hear Le Son du Cor, the sound of the horn, which sounds its sad call in the woods, and the air has an autumnal sigh. Sophie Marin de Gore was the soprano and François-René Duchâble the pianist in Le Son du Cor, The Sound of the Horn by Charles Bord. Let's hear one more of his songs. This is Sur un vieil air, an old tune played on the piano by a delicate hand. What is it that you want of me, playful one? Was Jean-Sébastien Bou, baritone, with François-René Duchâble piano in Sur un vieil air, an old tune by Charles Bord.
qu'est-ce que c'est que ce baisse soudain qui hante mon tante, mon pauvre être?
This has been a chance to hear a great songs program from the past. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.